one of those counties, population base, this, that, or whatever. Sometimes you get drawn into what we already have. Sometimes you don't look at what we might need for the future, or you might disagree about where to go with the future. In Griggs County, they knew they had a problem with their courthouse. That's the one thing that I think both sides of the argument acknowledge. The fact that, okay, you're going to have to do something. Do you revamp it? Do you do this? Do you do that? Well, you know, there's a group of county commissioners in Griggs County that put it to a vote of the people of whether or not you redo the old courthouse. That failed. Then they go with a smaller scale back plan. Instead of the $4.7 million, they go with the $3.1 million. Do you redo and do you make this bigger investment? No, that fails. Then they say, well, okay, do we build a new one, knowing that we have to do something about this? Well, that doesn't fail necessarily, but it doesn't meet that 60%, boy, we've got to have it threshold. You know, so I'm pulling up news clips, reading about this, and you know, visiting with different people who know something about some of these numbers. The Griggs County Commission itself, after it didn't meet the 60% criteria, could look at, okay, where do we get grant money? Where do we get this, that? How do we make it work? But they had the power to vote as a county commission to make it go forward. They did that. And now there's a recall effort in Griggs County. They're going to be voting on that in October. So what we're going to try to do today is make sure that both sides get a chance to be heard on some of this and make sure that you understand what's going on, because, you know, substitute Griggs County for your county. I mean, really, this argument could be had in Logan County. It could be had in Divide County. It could be had in many of the different places that are listening to us right now. And so I've got a couple county commissioners with me. You're going to hear the pro side now to the new courthouse versus in a little bit. We'll make sure that the side that is pushing the recall efforts here gets a chance to be heard as well. Ron Halverson is chairman of the county commission. Ron Edlin is on the county commission. Marina Spar, I got that right, is an assistant state's attorney with Griggs County. And Bob Hook is the sheriff of Griggs County. I'm going to begin with Ron. Ron is chairman of the county commission. Explain to the people listening out there why you voted to, after having that vote fail, not meet the 60% criteria, why did Griggs County vote to go forward with a new courthouse?
Well, I want to thank you for having us on, Joel. We really appreciate it and to bring out our facts. There's a lot of facts out there that have been put out that aren't quite true. They're kind of half-truths, and they got a lot of signatures because of them facts. But really, we went on, and it wasn't an easy decision to make. We had 50% of the vote. And then there's $1 million grant that we got that we will lose this spring if we didn't go forward with it. And if we would have waited and did that vote the second time, that would put us way back until in the fall, and we wouldn't have gotten our groundwork done. So we'd probably lost that $1 million. By going forth with it and putting the courthouse with the other building, we're saving about $700,000 at least by putting the two buildings together. We are. We got the price down to $2.4 million after the grant was put on, almost $2.5 million. Somebody will, I better say 2.5, because that's right where we're at, and we've got the bonding in place for it. The mills to pay for the building, they keep saying we're doing 10 new mills. Well, we are doing 10 new mills for the building. What we're doing is we're putting on 10 new mills, but we're taking off 10 mills from other places in the county off their budgets to pay for the courthouse. So really, there won't be an increase of 1 cent to the taxpayers for paying for the courthouse. And that's very misleading, and I just want to make that straight, because as commissioners, we went along with raising the taxes on our people that much, and now we're going to get at least 12 to 15% tax reduction in the county, especially to the homeowners in the county coming up in 2013, because the oil money, we just got $500,000 there, and we haven't done our budget yet, but we are going to try to reduce the mills in the county when we do our budget now. So the people should be real happy with what we do this fall in our budget. And hopefully when we get this new building up, there'll be something they'll be really proud of, and something that the county and our employees will have a nice, safe place to work, which a lot of them by noon are getting headaches from the mold in there. And they didn't condemn the courthouse, but it's bad enough in there. We have a couple employees that don't feel good at all. We moved a everybody out of the basement because of the mold, and now we still have employees upstairs that are not feeling good. So I'll be really looking forward to getting our help into a new building. I will.
The opposition can speak for themselves, Chairman Halverson, but obviously you as a public servant have had to, you know, hear them out and take their concerns under consideration. Is it their stance that the old courthouse in its current shape is good enough?
You know, I don't think so. They know that
they know you got to do something.
They know we got to do something, and they will agree with us on doing something. They just don't agree that we didn't let them, you know, vote to do it. And you know, we were kind of in a time crunch, and hopefully that the five commissioners on board, we did a lot of going back and forth before we made that decision, and it wasn't an easy decision to make. And we knew we were going to get some flack because of it. You know, but hopefully we made the right decision. You know, we're not perfect. We're only human. And, you know, they put us there to make decisions, and it's no different than being in the legislature. Like, you were there at one time. You made decisions not everybody was happy with.
But, some decisions I still don't like to this day. But, you got to lead, make a decision. I get that. I'm glad Marina Spahr is here, because I want to talk about the legal aspect of this from a county commission standpoint. You know, for them to move forward after the vote that they didn't reach the 60% threshold. And if I'm hearing Chairman Halverson right, he's saying they're doing it because, wait a second, we had a $1 million grant here that came about after that vote, and we didn't want to lose it. And so time-wise, it mattered. Are they on legal ground to do that? Are they on legal solid ground to do that?
Absolutely. Both myself and another attorney took a look at this situation, and what's been done in this case is there's been a building authority. And the building authority is actually the entity and that takes out the bond and actually owns Griggs County Courthouse. And we pay a yearly lease amount. And after 20 years, the building is then turned over back to Griggs County. And that's absolutely 100% legal.
Okay.
Checked and rechecked.
So the building authority, if I understand this, in terms of the 10 mills, Chairman Halverson, how long is that 10 mill commitment? Is that for the term of the 20 years you were talking about?
Yes, it can be.
Okay.
Right, and it can be paid off as soon as 12 years if we have the money coming in.
Okay.
So
it's just all a matter of, you know, valuations and everything else that comes in with
that.
Yeah. I want to go to County Commissioner Ron Erdahl?
Edlund.
God, you know, I'm writing notes, and if you saw my writing, Ron, you'd look at me and go, you could have missed a stack, would hit you for that one. Ron, is this why you wanted to be on the county commission, to go through a recall? I mean, what has this done to you personally?
Not great.
Yeah.
But I saw what the old building was done. It was nickel and dimed to keep it going. And a piece of trivia for you. A commissioner cannot put a mill on taxes for maintenance of a building. You have to use it from some other fund to try and maintenance. Well, the past county commissioners used whatever money they had to fix what they could. And it's not like they weren't trying to fix it, but they didn't have that much money to fix it. Well, after 130 years, that building has finally seen its day. And some people think, well, it looks really good. Well, you can credit that to our custodians, Brian and Debbie Pfeiffer. They work really hard to try and keep it up. If they didn't, there wouldn't be much of a building.
Now, I got to bring Ron Edlund and Ron Halverson. You both as county commissioners, you really get out there and talk to the people, or you wouldn't be on the commission. I mean, that's – I'm sorry, but – you know, either that or you run with a great last name. But you get on the county commission because of that. And what are you hearing? What are you know, I want to go to you, Mr. Chairman, about that. What do you hear from the people?
Really, to tell you the truth, I talked to a lot of people, and really now that we're doing it, you know, you're doing the right thing. You know, we were kind of, you know, not making the, you know, thinking you were maybe doing some things wrong, but I've had a lot of people come up to me and, hey, stick in there because, like you say, it's not easy being here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I haven't talked to other than the few that are in opposition to it, which is very few, really. You know, I have people all the time say, you know, just can't wait till it's done. I mean, it's a nice building. It's going to be a nice building. And looking forward to seeing it there.
Okay, I want to go to Sheriff Bob Hook. Sheriff, the big equation changer here is the $1 million, the $1 million grant. What was that $1 million grant for?
Earlier on, we were trying to establish new room and space for the sheriff's office. Currently, I had been working on 200 square feet before machinery and furnishings and people. We looked at different options, and this Emergency Operations Center grant came up through the federal government. And in that process, I approached the commission. I said, you know, this is a possible source where we could get funding to build that Emergency Operations Center, which would house the sheriff's office and some other additional spaces that we need in the county, a multi-purpose space for training and public meetings and such. We applied for that with the commissioner's blessing, and the county was awarded that grant.
Okay.
It's one grant per year per county in the state of North Dakota. We got it, and it runs out at the end of July 2014.
And they brought up the timing issue, the fact that, hey, we had to put this with the new figures, you know, behind folks if we had, but they were worried about the timing and the sense of losing the grant. In your opinion, is that a legitimate concern? Where, you know, to be worried about whether or not that if you wait too long and you put this as a an issue to put on the ballot based upon do we still go forward, you potentially could have lost that grant.
That is correct. I work with the Division of Emergency Services continuously. I'm also the county's emergency manager, and that's actually the office this grant was applied through for. That grant, like all our grants, have a performance period or a program end date, and the end date on that grant is the end of July 2014. Now, there's a chance for a possible 10-20-day extension, but basically, the billing has to be done, the bills have to be paid and reimbursed by that time frame,
okay,
or the money's gone.
Well, when we come back, guys, it's only fair. I mean, you know, we're making sure word gets out, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to let the opposition all this be heard as well. And I encourage those county commissioners from other counties to really listen to this debate, because it's coming your way as well. We said we'd take the little bit of time that we have left and talk about the facts in this case. There's been a concern that the facts have been distorted. I'm going to go to Marina Spahr, Assistant State's Attorney in Griggs County, and talk about that. Marina, what do you think has been mistold or misspoke about this?
You know, Joel, really now that we've been in this position for a few months, almost everything has been distorted.
Give me an example.
Cost of the building is
what's the cost
example
of the building?
The cost of the total project is $3,494,000. That includes architect fees, construction management fees, equipment, office supplies, you name it. So that's the total cost of the project. Okay. The Griggs County portion that Griggs County will have to pay is $2,494,000. So that's been distorted.
So what is the opposition saying it is, the Griggs County part?
Well, you know, sometimes it's up to $4 million and sometimes it's up to $5 million. Their ads are different, and it depends on who's talking about it. But, you know, our figures aren't used, and we've supplied this information, not just to one, but to many of them. And there's been meetings held to put this information out, and it doesn't seem to matter how often it comes out. It's still completely distorted. I think one of the other things is this mold issue. You know, none of these people were involved 3 years ago when this came up and came to the meetings and heard the environmental people come in and say, you know, some of these measurements don't look that huge, but they're big red flags. And you already have some people with some complaints. They are big red flags. You have to do something about it. So they weren't at the meeting to hear those kind of things. And they say, well, there's maybe not that big of a mold problem, or you should have done something different. They also don't have any real solutions. You know, they just say they don't like what's going on. Well, that's kind of the easy way out. And so there's a lot of things.
And I should have asked this sooner. Mm-hmm. The Griggs County Courthouse, now, how old is it?
It is the oldest courthouse that's in use in North Dakota. 1883 is when it was built.
Okay. So it is. It has been around for a while.
Absolutely. And I think most of us love that old building, but the cost to redo it is clearly so much more than what we're paying now. And the voters were clear on the old building. Those were 25% votes, maybe 30% votes, you know, when those votes went down. It was too much money, and they probably didn't want to keep the old one.
So when you held the votes prior to knowing about the $1 million grant in Griggs County, when you held those votes, to redo the old courthouse, to keep this historic 1880 whatever building, the voters said absolutely no to that. That was a clear message they sent you.
Correct.
Okay. And then you got the grant dollars, right?
The grant dollars were okayed, I think, in August of 2011. So they came after the first election was already in place, or the first vote was in place.
Okay.
Then they were awarded, but we had some time to work with it. And so, Bob Hook came in and said, you know, we have this grant, and everyone said, yes, we want to try to use this. And at that point, we had time to use it still. But then we got to a point where, you know, this needs to be built and used if we're really going to use it.
Okay, I've got 50 seconds left. I'm going to give the closing remarks to the chairman of the county commission, Ron Halverson. Ron, what do you want to say to the folks?
Well, mainly, I want to say, you know, whether you vote for me or vote for my opponent, get out and vote. We need you out there to vote, you know. And if you haven't voted before, send in for your ballot and vote. Either that or show up in Cooperstown on the 8th. Well, I want everybody to get out there and vote.
So the 8th is the recall election.
8th is the recall election.
And the whole commission's getting recalled.
Right. And you know, get out and vote. If you haven't voted before, come in and vote. We would sure like you. And your vote's your opinion, really.
Ron Edlin, you're running again as well? You said, you know what, they can recall me all they want, but my name's going to be on the ballot.
Yep.
Did every commissioner decide to do that?
Yep.
All right, that tells you something. We'll hear to the opposition right after this.
KFGO.
All right, let's talk about Apache Sprayers and High Plains Apache and what they can do.